Tracy Clifford with you till 4 p.m. Top Telly with Amanda's coming up very, very soon. But first, you might have heard this story doing the rounds on Twitter at the weekend. A Cardiff hairdressers has introduced a quiet chair for customers who hate small talk. Now, I love going to my hairdresser. I've been going to my hairdressers now for years, and they kind of become your mate, and you're just chatting about everything from, like, I don't know, what's on TV, where you're going, your holidays. That's always a good one with a new hairdresser. That's kind of start off, or if you're going out at the weekend. X Factor is a big thing that I talked to my hairdresser about. But also, they're kind of like counsellors. I'd be chatting away, telling my life's problems to my hairdresser, and you come out with a new haircut and also a new sort of lease on life and a new sort of outlook on life. But as part of a refurbishment of one of its Cardiff City Centre shops, Bauhaus Hair Salon is now offering a quiet option for its clientele. Owner Scott Miller told Wales Online he wanted to offer his customers so much needed chill out time. He said that our team is full of brilliant conversationalists. It's an important part of being a hairstylist, and most of our customers love coming in to have a chat. But at the same time, we understand people lead busy lives, but they may have been communicating with people all day and want some relief. So they go down to the quiet chair, they sit there and get their head massaged, and they come out looking fabulous without speaking a word at all. I got us thinking today here on the Tracy Clifford Show on 2FM about other places where you'd like to have some quiet time. Sometimes, now only sometimes I'm in a taxi. Sometimes. Most taxi drivers I have great banter with. But sometimes there's an angry one that doesn't like everything about the government, everything about what's in the news, and just are like, and you just can't get out. It's raining outside. You're like, oh my God, please, the negativity in this cab is killing me. Sometimes, if there was a little yellow flash saying this is a quiet cab, I'd get into that cab. Would you? Or producer Al had this idea. This is probably when he was like, you know, traveling down back and forth to Galway on the trains all the time with Irish Rail, and there'd be some hen parties on board. Now, if that was me on the train down to Galway, I'd be like, nice one, can I come down and have some Prosecco with you and make some new mates? Producer Al would be like, no, stag parties, hens, quiet carriages. That's what he's looking for on the trains, on Irish Rail. So, do you know what? We have to talk to the big man himself in Irish Rail, Mr. Barry Kenny. Hiya, Barry.
Hi, Tracy, how are things?
How are you keeping?
Very good, and you?
I'm great, good to talk to you again.
Absolutely, in a new parish.
In a new parish, that's it. What do you think of the old quiet carriages on the trains? Is this something you've ever thought of with Irish Rail?
Well, more than thought of, we actually put it in place. He's clearly not had the pleasure of the quiet carriage on the Dublin-Cork line. We have it on a few of our services in the Dublin-Cork and have done for a couple of years now. I suppose it's an interesting, Irish people are talkers, and the idea behind it wasn't so much to avoid the stags and the hens. It was about people on mobile phones or having hugely personal conversations very, very loudly on a mobile phone so the whole carriage could hear about verrucas and goodness what, whatever, echoing up the carriage. But ultimately, it's an interesting one. It kind of relies to an extent on self-policing and people observing it, because you know, as I say, people are talkers, and one of the reasons that people take the train is obviously that they can do a little bit of work and pop onto the mobile phone in a way that they can't if they're driving or whatever. So it is something that I think is broadly worked reasonably well. I'm interested to see that they had it in Britain as well, and a lot of the rail companies there are actually ditching the idea again, because everyone, when it was introduced first, mobile phones weren't as pervasive as they are now. And essentially everybody is using the phone, so it's probably being honoured more in the preacher than anything else.
So what does the quiet carriage, like, what are you not allowed to do? You're not allowed to talk, do you have to whisper?
Oh, no, well, you can talk, but you can talk calmly, as we are, obviously, right now, whatever. But this, as I say, kind of roaring and shouting, having family disputes, you know, kind of people phoning and as if following matches online, whatever, and cheering as if they're in the stadium. That's the type of thing that we try to keep people away from in the quiet carriages. And obviously then, if you're into a group travelling away, and lots of people do it at the weekends in particular, going away for stags, for hens, for other social occasions. They like a few drinks, and most people are able to do that, I think, with the other people on the train in mind. But you do have a small number of groups, and obviously we don't want to see them in the quiet carriages either.
That's true. What would you prefer now? Would you prefer a quiet carriage, or would you join the hen and stag parties having the crack?
It's interesting. I suppose it depends. I do not for a second now condone this, right? But there was an incident we had on a Houston-Galway service about 18 months ago where there was a lively party, and all of a sudden they actually started set dancing on the tables. And as I say, whereas I have not for a moment encouraging it. You couldn't but admire the, shall we say, the technical ability in terms of a train going along at 90 miles an hour and this dance-off taking place up on the table. It's actually worth looking at YouTube, but we will crack down harder than it happens again.
Do you know what? That's producer Al's worst nightmare. He's just talking about Stag and Haynes. But do you know what, though? Let's turn the other side of the coin as well. What about having trains for, like, a party train? Have you ever thought of that idea at Irish Rail? Because I think we should have a Tracy's party train from Irish Rail. Can we do this, please?
I think we could do that. We could get all the listeners on board.
Yes!
Have
some bands and everything on as well, Barry.
Absolutely. We may be able to talk to 1,000 people to talk to there. The Trinity Ents people, last week, they chartered 2 trains from us. And they had them a Harry Potter theme, the Hogwarts Express. They headed out for their night out for this year. They've done this for 3 years now in a row, different teams, but we had Hogwarts Express signs up in Houston Station. Everybody came along dressed up in Harry Potter gear, and they all went down to Limerick for the night.
That's absolutely brilliant. That is a great idea.
Back at half, you know, I have to confess, and I'm not going to put a year on this. When I was in UL, a similar train went from Limerick to Galway many, many years ago, and I'll say no more than that about that particular journey.
look at you. No, listen, don't. You're the spokesperson for Irish Rail now, so you have to stop it there. Stop you there, Barry. Too many. You can't be just getting the skeletons out of the closet. But listen, anyway, Tracy's party train, that's an idea. There's no going to be quiet carriages on my train, let me tell you. Going to have disco balls on the light. No set dancing on the table, though, Barry, okay? That's what we won't have that at all. But listen, thank you so much for talking to us about the quiet carriages. And we'll talk to you soon, Barry.
Thanks, Rachel.
Bye-bye. That's Barry Kenny from Irish Rail. We're talking about quiet places and public places. Could there be one on a train? They've done it before with Irish Rail. The hairdressers over in Wales have done it. I'm suggesting sometimes, and only sometimes, a quiet taxi journey. That'd be very, very nice too. Go on to Tracy's Twitter poll of truth at Tracy2FM. Oh, the T's there. Very hard to say. At Tracy2FM. We're asking you today about the no talking and the talking chair and the hairdressers. Good idea or bad idea? And we'll have the results of Tracy's Twitter poll of truth very soon. And we're on this idea of Tracy's party train with Irish Rail. This is definitely going to happen. Loving this idea. All aboard. Are you coming? Let's sort this out. Here's PME on 2FM.
Yeah.